Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
New York marks a major milestone when it comes to coronavirus shots. Our Maria Garcia with details.
Governor Cuomo spreading the good news. More than half of all New Yorkers have officially completed a COVID-19 vaccine series. And if you're still looking for a vaccine, Cuomo says all New York State mass vaccination sites are now open for walk-in vaccinations on a first-come, first-served basis. People who would prefer to schedule an appointment at a state-run mass vaccination site can do so as well if they choose by using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 1-833-NYS-4VAX. Maria Garcia, WCBS News Radio, 880.
NYPD officers are not welcome to march in the annual Pride Parade next month, Christy Kalishian reports.
Banning corrections and law enforcement officers from NYC Pride events until 2025 is part of the Pride March's theme this year, which is The Fight Continues.
That highlights for us that many in the LGBTQIA+ community haven't shared the same rights, haven't shared the same benefits that a lot of the fights that we went through in the past.
That's Andre Thomas, who co-chairs NYC Pride. The NYPD and Gay Officers Action League both responded to the decision, calling it disheartening. The organization plans to use its own volunteers for de-escalation efforts and more to protect its marchers at this year's Pride March on June 27th.
A lot of our focus is really on de-escalation within the volunteer base. A lot of our focus is also on ensuring that we use private security.
Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
In a statement, the NYPD said our annual work to ensure a safe and enjoyable Pride season has been increasingly embraced by participants. The idea of officers being excluded is disheartening and runs counter to our shared values of inclusion and tolerance. A New Jersey mother is accused of fatally stabbing her 7-year-old son and injuring her 17-year-old son. CBS 2's Corey James reports from Patterson.
Neighbors tell us the mother often walked around this block with a Bible in hand. They say she never gave off any signs that she could be accused of attacking her kids.
She comes by, you know, goes to the store. It says, God bless you, every day.
On the stoop of this Patterson, New Jersey home, some neighbors sat in tears, all of them in shock about the violent attacks that happened to 2 children next door.
It's sad.
The Passaic County Prosecutor's Office tells us Saturday morning around 7 o'clock, Patterson police were sent to 96 North 6th Street for reports of a stabbing inside a 17-year-old boy who they say was stabbed in the arm. There was also a 7-year-old boy who had multiple stab wounds and was unconscious. Ernesto Rodriguez says he watched paramedics work on that little boy outside.
But I saw the little boy, you know, just laying there. And I was like, wow. I've never seen something like that, you know, a kid, small kid, 7-year-old, you know, full of blood, just laying there, and then the ambulance, just trying to give him CPR.
Both kids were taken to St. Joseph's University Medical Center for treatment. The 7-year-old died, but police later taking into custody 46-year-old Iris Tolentino, the children's mother, who they tell us resisted arrest and injured 2 officers.
Tolentino was taken to the hospital for a mental health evaluation. Thousands of demonstrators chanted Free Palestine at a rally through the streets of Brooklyn to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. The protest started in Bay Ridge and went on for several hours. At one point, the crowd blocked traffic on the Gowanus Expressway last night. Now with the WCBS Exergen weather forecast, meteorologist Bill Dager, we are really warming up this week.
We really are, Tanya. Yeah, we'll just have to contend with a couple of showers here today and tomorrow. Then it's off to the races for that temperature by the middle of the week into the mid-80s even, beginning on Wednesday. Today, though, mid-70s, that's not bad. We'll have to contend with some clouds and showers. Right now, fairly cloudy across the city, and there's even some sprinkles popping up. So don't be surprised if you see a few raindrops this morning. Most of the rain comes by midday and afternoon, and it stays north and west of the city in the form of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Today's high 75, clouds around low 54 tonight. One more day with that chance of a stray shower north and west tomorrow, partly sunny, the high 73 to start the work week. Then as we head toward the middle of the week, here comes the warm-up. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 78. Both Wednesday and Thursday, partly to mostly sunny in the 80s, high 85 Wednesday, 86 on Thursday, a little taste of summer. Right now, temperatures range from 58 at Linden to 65 in Port Washington, mostly cloudy and 63 in Midtown. And Tanya, we're heading up to 75 today.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.